tale of a real fly dude. Romeo's his name and he ain't so crude. Romeo went to a party where he wasn't supposed to be. He fell for a chick that he wasn't supposed to see. The friar and the nurse got the two together. Seeing them apart is like birds with no feathers. The dilemma was the old Capulet family didn't want Romeo to be part of their family. So he battled it out with a real tough cat. He killed the guy and that was that. The problem was the cat was Juliet's kin, and we both know blood's thicker than skin. The friar and the nurse made them a plan to hoodwink Verona. Juliet pops a pill and they believe she's a goner. Thing was, Romeo's a loner. He got kicked out of town by the quiz of Verona. Here's where things get scrambled around. Romeo doesn't get the message from the other side of town. Town. Gets the letter the wrong way straight. He travels to Verona to be with his mate. When he gets there, he thinks he's late. He kills the French dude and he opens the gate. He feels real bad, but he thinks it's fate. He sees his girl resting her eyes. Romeo goes crazy and we hear cries. He takes out the poison and chugs it real quick. He kills himself to be with his chick. The friar comes in, but he's a minute too late. He sees all the blood toward the gate. Juliet wakes up and she sits up straight. She looks at the fire and asks for her mate. Juliet, can't you see? The guy is long gone. I hope it doesn't hurt or make you feel wrong. She sends him away. She says she won't go. She picks up the glass and shatters it on the floor. She gives her man a longing kiss. She grabs his knife and dies like this. She stabs herself right in the heart. Now the couple will never be apart. Now the Montagues and Capulets are like best friends. They make special statues. And that's how this tale ends.